This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Third George by Jean Plady.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. The Fateful Letter. One day in the year 1760, when she was 16 years old, the Princess Charlotte Sophia of Mecklenburg-Strelitz wrote a letter which many believed set in motion those events which lifted her from a little German principality, where she would doubtless have spent her days in obscurity, to the throne of England. Charlotte had been out driving in the company of her elder sister, the Princess Christina. Once a week, on Sundays, they took their place in the coach drawn by 6 horses and drove through the countryside with as much state as they were ever allowed, which merely meant that they were escorted by guards. They were dressed in their best gowns, which they were only permitted to wear on Sundays, and they had been warned constantly by their mother, the Dowager Grand Duchess, as well as their governess, the admirable Madame de Grabeau, that they must be careful not to soil them, as there was no money available to buy more. Both princesses were made aware of their poverty, being obliged to mend their own garments and darn their stockings for as long as there was any possibility of continuing to wear them. And as the Grand Duchess and Madame de Grabeau believed in discipline, and that it was always necessary to have a piece of work in their hands, they must perform these tasks themselves. Their poverty had increased since the war, which had been going on now for 4 years, and it was the effects of this...